Hello, this is Sue Storm, and I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat in the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm known as the Angel Lady, so I'm going to be talking about angels today. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 877-876-5227, and you can get the names of your angels, your guardian angels that are with you. Everyone has three guardian angels that are with them their entire life, and these angels are there to help you with your life's purpose. What are you here to do, and how can the angel support you and help you? And that's what me being the Angel Lady is all about, and I also have two books that we will be talking about tonight. Angel First Aid RX for Miracles and Angel First Aid RX for Success. So if you would like to find out the names of your guardian angels, if you'd like to ask your angels questions, I can answer questions about anything you've wondered about your entire life. And if you want to know about health, happiness, things about your future, whatever it is, call in and we'll be glad to talk to you. So here we go. We're going to tonight talk about some affirmations that help you make your life better, and some of the angels that are in the Glossary of Angels in the Angel First Aid book, what they do, what they mean, and how they work. Before we do that, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. I'm Sue Storm. I'm the guest host tonight, and I'm also known as the Angel Lady. And the way I came about doing all of this is when I was very young, under 2 years old, I had a near-death experience. And at that point, I was hearing, seeing, and feeling angels for the first time. I actually saw them flying over my head, big, white, beautiful wings and big, beautiful angels. It's amazing I can remember back that far, but I can. And then at the age of 4, I had a near-death, I'm kind of skipping back and forth. At the age of 4, I heard a voice speak to me, and this was an adult male voice. And this voice would guide me, offer assistance, help me out, tell me how parents should be behaving, and they weren't. And I would listen to this voice, and I nicknamed it My Little Man. So all my life, I've had a little man, or what I called my little man. And it wasn't until I was much older that I found out my little man was Archangel Michael. So Archangel Michael has been speaking to me my entire life, and frankly, I wouldn't know how to live without him. He is a wonderful asset, and I am just thrilled to have him by my side. So the first thing we want to do, and hopefully you will call in and get the names of your angels and interact with me, the first thing we want to do is talk about some of the very important angels that are, again, in the Angel First Aid book. So let's talk about some of the ones that are important. First of all, we have the archangels. We have Gabriel, who is the angel that works with invention, communication, and the arts. And then we have Archangel Michael, who works with guidance and protection and inspires divine justice. Then we have Raphael, who accelerates healing, compassion, works with compassion, and promotes brotherhood. And our last archangel is Uriel. He's a lesser-known archangel. That's U-R-I-E-L, and that's an angel that inspires spirituality and enlightenment and encourages prosperity. So that's Uriel. So we have 4 archangels. Then we have what I call the angel specialists. And some particular ones that I'll tell you about are the ones that I think are, let's just say, significant right now. So we have Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, who is the angel of strength. That's the angel of endurance and supply, it's emotional support. And without strength, you can't manifest what you're looking for. So Barry is a very important angel. And then we have Bettina. And Bettina, and that's B-E-T-T-I-N-A, is the angel of creativity. It's an angel that works with arts and sciences and business and everyone's divine gifts. Another angel that I think is important is Caroline, because Caroline is the angel of positive thinking. And she affirms productive, healthy, successful thoughts. Cornell is the angel of decision making. And he is invaluable if you're going to be making a decision. So ask Cornell to help you out. Let's see. I guess the next one I'd like to talk about is Corey. And Corey is the angel of career development. He works with strong, productive careers and helps you to create prosperity. Let's see what other one I think is important. The next one is Eileen, and Eileen is the angel of happiness. And certainly happiness is important. And she gathers sources of joy and contentment. And then we have Evelyn, who's the angel of manifesting. She attracts wealth, prosperity, and personal growth. Okay, we talked about a few of the angels. Now let's go to some of the affirmations that seem significant, and then we'll come back to the angels, and we'll also hear some angel stories, too. If, by the way, you want to call in 877-876-5227, that would be great. And I want to tell you that if you wanted to do a private session with me, you could ask the angels questions about anything you'd like. And if you're in the States, the number to call is 800-323-1790. That's 800-323-1790. And my website is theangellady.net. That's theangellady.net. And on Thursday the 6th, I will have a new website. So if you've already checked my website at one point, there's lots of new information that's going to be on the new one. That's coming up on Thursday, July 6th. So let's talk about some of the affirmations. I am a mighty money magnet. That's one of them. I have financial security. That's another. I am enjoying being wealthy. Just think about that. I am enjoying being wealthy. I have plenty of cash available. I like that one. And in fact, what we talk about in the Angel First Aid books are different ways of using the word plenty. Plenty, plenty, plenty. Plenty of love, plenty of happiness, plenty of joy, plenty of cash. And we're back to, I have plenty of cash available. I have an abundance of money. Good words. I am happy and prosperous. That sound good? I am happy and prosperous. I am happy and healthy. There's another one. I have a positive attitude. So we have multiple affirmations in the book. I have a zest for life. And that's a great affirmation. I have a peaceful life. Oh, my gosh, don't we all wish we had a peaceful life? I am supported by the angels. I am filled with optimism and hope. And the thing is, what do you do with affirmations? You repeat them over and over again. You just keep saying them. I have a wonderful job that fulfills my goals. I have a wonderful job that fulfills my goals. And just keep saying them over and over again. That's great. Another one I like is I have vitality and health. And I am receiving wealth. Here's a good one, too. Okay. So show. We've gotten some of the affirmations, and I hope you're listening, and I hope you're writing them down so that you can use them and share them. And if you want to get copies of the Angel First Aid books, where the affirmations and the glossary of angels are, again, you can use my website, theangellady.net, or you can call 800-323-1790. And I sincerely encourage you to listen to Dr. Pat, because Dr. Pat is filled with wonderful information. She is just a joy to work with. She and I have been working together for maybe 2 or 3 years now. And her crust-busting techniques are invaluable. They're wonderful. And some of the remedies in my Angel First Aid books and Dr. Pat's crust-busting techniques are just very, I don't know what you say, synchronistic, or that they work together. They augment each other, enhance each other. Okay. Now, let's go back to some of the important angels. We have, I like this one. We have Jacob, the angel of education. And this is an angel to take with you no matter where you are going or what is happening in your life. So let's just say you happen to be taking a real estate test, or you are in school, or you're just wanting to learn more about the way life works. I've got a secret for you. The angels tell me that life is easy and living it is easy, and all you have to do is learn how to enjoy it. So if you want to talk to the Jacob, the angel of education, if you know, I told people this when they're taking the bar exam or they're taking the entrance exams into college. Ask that angel to study with you, to be with you, to sit with you when you're taking the exam, because truly, Jacob will do that for you. Your angels are around you all the time. They're there from the time you're young until the time you grow old. They are with you the whole time. So ask Jacob to be there and be with you. Okay, now we're going to another one. And that is Jeremiah. And Jeremiah is going to be a favorite. That's the angel of financial security. He builds solid foundations for material growth. So if you're thinking about establishing a new life, you know, and you're listening to Dr. Pat, and you're listening to the Angel Lady, and getting some good advice, listen to Jeremiah, because Jeremiah is the angel of financial security. Next angel I like is Joseph, the angel of joy. And we have Katrina, the angel of prosperity. Interesting that a hurricane was named after the angel of prosperity. And Kevin is the angel of friendship. Loretta, angel of new enterprise. If you're thinking of starting a new endeavor, talk to Loretta. Lucian is the angel of resources, the angel of prosperity, wealth, and joy. And let's go back to affirmations. You know, this is a good affirmation. I have great leadership abilities. I have great leadership abilities. I am supported by the angels, and I have great leadership abilities. So I have happiness in my life. I am loved by the angels. I am whole and complete. I like that one. I am whole and complete. Think about that. If your life is complete and you're whole, your mind, body, and spirit is all connected, that's a wonderful way to be. And then we have Rachel. And Rachel is the angel of inspiration. And Peter is the angel of good health. Patrick is the angel of sports achievement. If you are a golfer or if you are involved in any other kind of sports, talk to Patrick and let him help you. Susan is the angel of travel. So if you're traveling and you're going somewhere, let Susan be by your side. Here's another one. If you're involved in a relationship, Tara, T-A-R-A, is the angel of love. And she, again, I'm getting these angels from the Angel First Aid books, Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles and Angel First Aid Rx for Success. And if you're interested in angels and you want to get a copy of the books, you can, and you're in the States, you can call 800-323-1790 or theangellady.net. The next angel is Tarina, and Tarina is the angel of attraction. So that's great. And Timothy, the angel of good fortune, bestows blessings of abundance and prosperity. So that's the angel of good fortune. And then William, the angel of peace, and he emits blessings of love, joy, and harmony. Whew, lots of angels. Ruth is another one that I skipped, and Ruth is the angel of divine justice, and she works with equitable solutions. So if you're going to court, if you're involved in a divorce, if you're involved in a lawsuit of any kind, you want to take Ruth, the angel of divine justice, and Michael, the angel that Archangel Michael that inspires divine justice, you want to take both of those with you and watch the results turn your way. And then we have William, who's the angel of peace, and he works with peace and joy and harmony. Peace and joy and harmony. So we have William, the angel of peace. And Doug, if you're there, can we take a break? Okay, we're welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm your guest host today. And
another caller.
Okay, good.
I'll put them on.
Hello.
It takes me a few seconds.
Oh, okay.
Thank
all right,
you.
That's fine. Okay, until our caller comes on, I will just tell you again that if you'd like to reach me, you can go to Sue Storm at, whoops, that's my email, SueStorm@earthlink.net, if you'd like to email me. My website is theangellady.net, and my 800 number is 800-323-1790 in the States. And if you're out of the country, it's 630-420-1334. Is our caller with us?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, hi. And what's your name?
Bobby.
Oh, hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Do you have some questions about the angels that you'd like to ask?
I do. I would like to ask a question in general and then maybe one specifically, if that's okay.
Sure.
I have a grandson, and he was born less than a year after his grandfather died. And he died on Christmas Eve, and he was the patriarch of a great big family and was well-loved and well-respected. And it was a very hard transition for everybody, and it took a long time for people to recover from that. And he was like a father to me. He was my father-in-law for many, many years. And so little Gabriel was born less than a year after Grandpa John passed. And there is this sense that either a part of him is a part of Gabriel or that there is some very strong connection, because multiple people in the family has mentioned that separately. And so can you speak to that?
Yes, I can. Even though it was only a year's difference, it feels and Gabriel was born after your father-in-law died, correct?
Correct, almost
yeah.
A year after.
Even though there's only a year's difference, it feels like he has the soul has incarnated in the baby body, and it doesn't necessarily have to mean that could be a long time, but it feels like it's like either a twin soul or the soul is definitely in Gabriel's body.
That is what people have suspected. Numerous people in the family have felt that way.
Yeah, and actually, I'm getting confirmation that it's the actual soul. What was your father-in-law's first name?
John.
John. Oh, he's telling me that you were very special to him, that you were kind and generous and devoted and certainly did everything you could, and he will be forever grateful for the wonderful person that you are, is what he's saying.
Wow, thank you for that. He was just such a dear, dear man.
What does he? What did he do?
He was he was in the Navy, and he just did so many different things. A man of incredible intellect and abilities, and interests. So amazing man. He was so versatile that it's hard to pinpoint what he did because he had several different careers within his lifetime. But more importantly, his personality was so extraordinary, and he was just this blessed man. And to have an extended family of over 150 people would show up to family reunions every year because,
oh my goodness,
because of how he was and how he treated people.
That's
he was just
amazing.
An incredible man. I named my son after him, and then little Gabriel, the grandson, is also partly named for him, Gabriel John. And he was a remarkable man. And he had chastised me once, years after my divorce from his son. And he had come over to visit me. I'd moved away, and he stopped in to visit. And I was introducing him as my former father-in-law. And right in front of the person who was my boss at the time, he said, "I am still your father-in-law, and I will always be your father-in-law," and I've never made that mistake again.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. That is just so neat to know that we were all sensing that connection with little Gabriel.
Yeah, and the reason I asked you what John did was because it feels like Gabriel is going to be doing some of the same things when he grows up.
Wow.
And have the same intelligence and, be multifaceted and varied interests. And that's what I'm seeing, and just an outstanding human being. And I feel like you've already seen some of those traits in him.
You're exactly right, because even at a year and a half old, little Gabriel is so bright. Other people, even his daycare providers and the people around him, from the checker at the checkout stand to just about anybody who connects with him for more than a moment, will say he's very bright. He's he's very alert. And I have witnessed so many things that part of me thinks, well, I'm his grandmother. Of course I have to think that way. But when it comes through...
No, I think your angels think that way too.
Well, I've trained my angels well, apparently.
Do you want to know some of the angels that are around you?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, good. All right, well, the first one I hear is Joseph, the angel of joy. And I'll explain what that means. I was talking earlier on the show about how Archangel Michael has been speaking to me since I was a child. So when I say things or counsel people or give them information, it's coming directly from the angels. And Archangel Michael knows who's around you, and he just tells me, and then I say it. So that's how I know this. And you have Joseph, the angel of joy, and you actually have Timothy, the angel of good fortune, and that's a wonderful angel. That's an angel of abundance and prosperity, and he's telling me more of that is going to come to you, and he's also saying more of it's going to come to Dr. Pat, so you're all going to prosper there.
Great.
Yeah, and then your archangel is also Gabriel, so maybe your grandson got named after your archangel, And that's the angel of that delivers messages and works with the arts and communication.
Great.
And
can you tell
also
me,
what I do is I give affirmations out that the angels pick out for you. So let me give you one of those.
Okay.
Actually, it's I am accomplishing all my goals. And they tell me you have some lofty goals.
I do.
So an affirmation is something that you just keep repeating. I am accomplishing all my goals.
Great. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Would you like to hear one of my angel stories?
Yes.
Okay, good. I have a couple, and again, they're in the Angel First Aid books for anyone listening, but let me tell you my favorite story. This is a story of Heather, and she lived in New York. She called into one of the radio shows I did on a New York station and told me the story about her, something that happened in her life that she certainly could never forget. And what she said was that she was visiting someone, and she was staying in a penthouse apartment overlooking the Hudson River, and all of a sudden she saw a beautiful sunset through the sliding doors onto the balcony. And she got all excited, you know, a beautiful sunset, and especially from the level she was at. So she grabbed her camera. No one else was home at the time. She grabbed her camera, ran to the sliding doors, pushed them open, and was just about ready to run out onto the balcony when this huge, big female angel was there, about 20 feet tall, and pointing down. When Heather looked down, there was no floor in the balcony. So that angel had saved her life.
Wow.
Isn't that an amazing story?
Wow, that's amazing. That is.
I got another one.
Great.
Can you listen to one more?
Absolutely.
Okay. This is a story that, again, someone told me from a radio show. And she said she was grown up now, but when she was 17 years old, she had taken one of her friends home after a movie, and it was on a Saturday night. And it was dark, and the friend lived in the country, so there weren't street lights and other things. It was kind of dirt roads. And as she was taking her home, this fog was growing. And it seemed like there was more and more fog. And by the time she dropped her friend off and left the driveway, the fog was so thick she could hardly see anything in front of her. So she was slowly moving along the road, and all of a sudden she saw a woman in front of her waving her arms. And so she all of a sudden stopped the car so that she wouldn't hit the woman. And, and the woman was right in front of the car at this point. And all of a sudden, the fog lifted. That, to me, is amazing, that there was no fog all of a sudden. And the fog just lifted, and instead of a woman, it was an angel, and she was waving her wings. And across the road was this fallen tree, so she, who knows what would have happened to her had she not had that angel protecting her. Isn't that
wow.
a good story?
What makes you be able to see an angel sometimes and not other times? Is it a need or a belief?
Good question. You know what? In all the years I've been doing this, no one has ever asked me that. That is a good question. So let me ask the angels and see what they say. Is it a need or a belief? Is that what you said?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a combination, or it could be either, they're saying. It's a combination of things, or it could be either. You could be, at the moment you need them, they're there. But I believe people see their angels without realizing it. I think when children are playing with imaginary characters, they're seeing their angels. I think people see like a flash out of the corner of their eye and stuff, and they kind of look and nothing is there. I think they're seeing their angels. When I see them, I don't see them, I think, with my regular eyes. I think I see them in a different dimension or a different perception. Does that make sense?
It does. Mm-hmm. And so possibly even everybody would have a different sensation or response to that.
Yeah, I think so. And men often get like a gut reaction or a hunch,
mm-hmm.
and they think it's their thoughts, but really it's an angel message. And women get like an aha or an intuition type situation, and that's an angel message. So I feel that people are connecting with their angels all the time. But, you know, this is an idea Archangel Michael is giving me. When I go to libraries and bookstores and do seminars, I tell people how they can see their angels. Should I give you that little remedy?
You haven't.
Yeah, sure. Okay, what you do is you visualize yourself at a art gallery. And there's a very large wooden gold frame with no picture in it. And you ask your guardian angel or your archangel, whichever you'd like to say, to appear in the frame. So you just say, guardian angel, and we told you Joseph was one of them, but guardian angels, you know, let me see what you look like. And then, and see if they appear in the frame. You want to try it?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay. Why don't you visualize the being in the art gallery and having the big gold frame there on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And say, guardian angel, appear in the frame and see if you see anything.
This is very strange. I keep seeing something that has like a pink outfit, which I have a pink phobia. Actually, it's the color I like the least. And so I'm kind of surprised that it's wearing a pink.
Is it like a pink flowing gown?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, then you've seen it because that's what they wear. They wear pastel colors and flowing gowns.
Wow.
But what is the, can you tell what hairstyle or what the face looks like?
No, it seems to be, let me just focus a little bit more. No, it has shorter hair than what I would have expected and back, so sort of not flowy like I would have thought. A little bit more contained hair.
Well, I think you've definitely seen, not I think, I know, you've definitely seen one of your angels. Actually, they're telling me the angel's name is Serena, S-E-R-E-N-A. And Serena is the angel of nurturing and the angel of children.
Oh.
I want to tell you another quick story, if I could. One of the ladies from adult education who had hired me to come to the library and speak in the Chicago area told me that if she was listening to the program, and she did this little exercise, and she said that she saw a picture that she, when she asked what her angel looked like, she saw a picture that she had seen as a child, and she just kept trying to change the picture, but she couldn't. And then I had given her the name of her guardian angel, and when she got home and looked in my book, she saw a picture of her guardian angel, and it was the same picture she had seen.
Wow.
When she was a child. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
And so she actually had seen it, even though she was trying to make it go away. Do you have any other questions?
Is it possible to get Gabriel's angels?
Angels? Oh, sure. Okay. Do you have something to write with?
I do.
Okay. So he has Kevin, who's the angel of friendship. Just like
what was the name again?
Kevin. K-E-V-I-N, angel of friendship.
Uh-huh.
And then Peter, the angel of good health, which also means he may go into a health-related field. That's a possibility. And his archangel is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L. And that's an angel of spirituality and enlightenment and works with prosperity. So, you know, spirituality, enlightenment, prosperity, health, good angels.
Very cool. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I can't wait to tell my daughter.
Oh, good. Well, let's get your daughter's angels, too.
Oh, her name is Leah.
Leah. Oh, pretty name. Okay, Leah has Rachel, the angel of inspiration. And Laramie. Now, Laramie is an odd angel to have as a guardian angel, but that's an angel that helps you find things. It's an angel of discovery. She doesn't do research by any chance, does she, or anything like that?
Partly. She's in the Air Force, and
and
now she has cross-trained into a training officer.
Oh.
She used to do avionics.
Uh-huh.
And so a lot of what she does is sort of digging in and trying to resolve things and discover things.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's Laramie, the angel of discovery. And her archangel is Michael, same as mine, guidance and protection. And that's good because most of the people in the military have Michael, or even if they don't, Michael is the one. For anyone listening, if you have someone in the military, Archangel Michael is the one to ask because he gives protection. And
Very nice.
Just done a wonderful, wonderful job with one of my friends who was in Iraq because he just got back this weekend. Safe and sound.
Very good.
That was joyful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was fun. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Don, can I take another break, or Doug? Well, we're back from the break, and this is Sue Storm, the host today, the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. Excuse me. And I'm known as the Angel Lady. I'm Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. And if you'd like to check my website, it's theangellady.net. And if you would like to call my 800 number to get copies of the Angel First Aid books, it's 800-323-1790. That's 800-323-1790. And the Angel First Aid books are really interesting. Archangel Michael came to me in 1999 and said, we're going to write two books, actually a series of books, and they're going to help people, and they're going to be called Angel First Aid. So Archangel Michael helped me out, and we came up with the Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles. And then 2 years later, Angel First Aid Rx for Success. And as soon as I get time and energy, we're going to be doing Angel First Aid Rx for True Love. It's going to be a book on relationships and all forms of love. Self-love, love of God, all forms of love. So while we're waiting for our next caller, I'm going to probably tell you another angel story. I think that's what I'd like to do. This one, oh, I got so many. This one, a man told me, he was, again, grown, but this happened when he was 10 years old, and he had gone to McDonald's to get a to get some hamburgers before he had his soccer game.
Hi, Sue.
Oh, Marty, is that
you?
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How about you?
Good, good. I was just telling an angel story. Do you want to listen to it?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Well, we were talking about a young man who was, when he was 10 years old, went to a McDonald's to get some hamburgers before his soccer game.
Uh-huh.
And his mother didn't park in the parking lot. She parked across the street. So when the when he got his hamburgers and he was rushing to get to a soccer game, and he left McDonald's and he started to run across the street. He was 10 and he was in a hurry and he wasn't looking. And all of a sudden something grabbed him by the top of his neck, on the top of his jacket, by his neck,
mm-hmm.
and pulled him back against the building. He actually hit the building, didn't get hurt, but hit the building. And when he looked to the right, there was his guardian angel, a great big female angel, just smiling at him. At the same instant, a semi, a tractor trailer, just zoomed down the street, almost like it was out of control. And when it passed by, his mother had her hands over her eyes because she couldn't believe there was any way that he would not get hit. And he didn't. Isn't that a good story?
Yeah, it's a great story.
Yeah, I thought so. We've been telling some good angel stories tonight. All true, all ones that people have told me, either on the radio or in person.
Uh-huh. I wish I had a couple of good angel stories to
tell. Oh, nothing ever happened to you with angels?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but nothing I could cheer on the radio.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right. Well, we won't go any further with that one then.
No. But, okay. You know, I was wondering, do you think angels could help you increase your capacity for doing things?
Capacity for doing things?
Yeah, I would think
energy?
After all we've talked about with how angels can help you in so many ways, I would think they could help you with your capacity for doing things, you know, like talking to more clients or doing more estimates or, you know, being more effective in your job, for example.
You're absolutely right. They can, because their full job is to support you, love you, help you. That's what they're supposed to do. That's what they do.
Uh-huh.
And yes, what I was thinking of is in particular Nancy, who is the angel of productivity, who increases performance and output.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's exactly what you were talking about.
Well, yeah, I wish I could connect with these individual angels more than, you know, more like you do. But I'm not, there's some resistance there, and I'm not clear on what it is.
You know what, Marty? It could, first of all, this is my life's purpose, so it's going to be easier for me than it is for someone else. Whereas your life's purpose isn't going to be something I can handle very well. You know, I mean, I wouldn't be able to do the things that you do. But what I wanted to say is invite them into your life.
Yeah.
Let them help you. Let them be a part of your life. Talk to them.
That's a good idea. It's not like I haven't had conversations. It's that
they don't answer.
No, it's that I have trouble identifying the ones you talk about specifically.
Oh. It could be that they're not the ones that are with you, because I've identified 105 angels, but there's an infinite amount of guardian angels.
Uh-huh.
So it's possible that they're not the ones that are with you. But they're the ones, you know, but they can still be around you.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
perfect sense.
Well, pick, you know, here's what the angels are telling me. Pick
yeah.
one. If you want to pick Nancy, that angel of productivity that increases performance and output, you know, or Randolph is the angel of expansion, because you're talking about
more
time and things like that, more energy.
Pick
one, and then just start talking to that one.
Take an image of what I think this angel looks like, and just converse. Is that what you're saying?
And even if you don't see it, converse with just assume it's around you or near you or by you, and just talk to it.
Well, it seems like if I put my energy to it, I should be able to visualize. I mean, even if it's the wrong vision, I mean, if I'm seeing the angel differently than everyone else does, that would be okay, I would think.
You know what? Absolutely okay. I don't know that everybody sees Archangel Michael the way I see him.
Yeah.
But the way I see him is, I got to tell you, one beautiful guy. He is charming and helpful and dashing and certainly fun to look at and to be with and to listen to.
And hang out with.
I am so lucky that he is my guide and helping me out.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever like heard an angel voice? Do you ever think you've heard one?
I think so, yes.
And is that something you could talk about?
Well, I suppose. You know, in truth, Sue, I tend to see him. I tend to be more visual than auditory.
Oh, okay.
And I tend to see him more than I hear him.
Okay.
I think I have heard him on occasion, but I know I more see him.
Well, and that brings up another good subject, and that is that angels, that people connect with their angels in different ways.
Right,
some
right.
Some people see them, some people hear them,
some
people
just feel
them,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
So they connect in different ways.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
I think
I'm going to follow your advice.
Okay, all right, do that. Let me give you an affirmation.
Good idea.
To take with you. You know what this affirmation is? This is going to be very interesting. I am truly appreciating life.
I
know that you're a person who really does appreciate life, and this is, I am truly appreciating life.
Oh, that, yeah, I like that one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I am truly appreciating life.
Right, and the more you appreciate life and the more you appreciate the blessings and the wonderful things you have, the more you get.
Right. Yeah, like gratitude. The more you focus on it, the more you see
mm-hmm.
in your life.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
Well, that's really nice.
We
only have a few more minutes in our show, so let me give you an opportunity to ask me one more question, and then I'm going to close the Dr. Pat show.
Okay. I don't know if I have another question.
Well, ask me a question about your life, your career, your life.
Oh, my life.
How about your relationship?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one because, yeah, that one's been kind of up and down. But
I see an upswing now. Upswing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I'm hearing is in the down times,
yeah.
you've both thought about it and you've discovered ways that you can understand each other better.
Mm.
And now you're coming together with far more understanding and being more tolerant of the situation and each other's thoughts and wishes, and during the down times, you have realized that the relationship really does mean something, and thought of the good, and the valuable assets and characteristics of the other person.
Yeah,
and it feels like to me right now, actually, it feels like it's growing.
Yeah, I feel that too.
I never thought.
I forget your exact words. I never thought it wasn't worth it.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe that's not true either. I remember thinking maybe I had reached a point of what I call the reconciliation of yes and no.
Oh, okay.
So maybe it was worth it and maybe it wasn't. But I think I'm better off with her than not.
Well, I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
And
I feel like that understanding is, and tolerance is what's making it grow now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think those are cornerstones in anybody's relationship, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Tricky, though, sometimes, wouldn't you think?
It's all relationships are tricky. You know?
Yeah, I've never had one that wasn't tricky.
I know.
I bet you've had some experience in that area yourself.
Right, but I feel like if you call on your angels, they certainly do help make it better.
Yeah, well, I'm open for that. I think I'm gonna focus on that more.
Good. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Oh yeah. Have a wonderful night.
Okay. Thank you. So this is Sue Storm, and I've been your guest host on the Dr. Pat Show. If you would like to contact me directly and find out what your angels have to say, who they are, and talk to them, or contact someone who's passed on and find out what they have to say, or how you can reconnect with them in a different manner, different way through the angels, you can call me at 800-323-1790. My website is theangellady.net, and there'll be a brand new website up on Thursday, July 6th. So with lots of new and fun, interesting information, questions about angels, answers, and all kinds of new information. And let's see. If you wanted to hear my radio show, I'm on bbsradio.com on Monday nights at 5 o'clock Pacific time. That's Monday nights at 5 o'clock Pacific time. and the angel, the show is called Angel Talk. So this is Sue Storm, your guest host, saying thank you so much for joining me on the show with Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm signing off.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.